He who wins souls. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise, it says in Proverbs 11:30. Often we think of soul winning as a New Testament ideal. However, winning souls is very often the topic of the Old Testament. You can see that God is always interested in the souls of mankind. It is not his wish that anyone should be lost. God has always wanted what was best for us. He gave man everything he could want to live and be happy in the beginning, until man disobeyed his commands and chose to do that which he knew was wrong. God provided for him completely. The truth proclaimed in Proverbs is for us today as it was for those in the past. The Almighty gives a righteous person free access to the tree of life. So God will provide everything we need, but not all the things we may want. The question is, what does he want? It is clear in the scripture that God's desire is for the lost to be saved. However, he also clarifies that we will do our best to win souls into the kingdom of God if we are wise. As Christians, Jesus made winning souls our job. Remember that he sent us into all the world to preach the gospel message. Whosoever hears and obeys will receive eternal life with him. You can only find lasting joy by serving Jesus each day of your life. There are opportunities to serve him everywhere, at home, at work, or even on vacation. If you win souls, you're wise. Listen to that again. If you win souls, you're a wise person. As always, it is your choice to act wisely or foolishly. God gives us that choice to serve him or Satan. Please count the cost if you reject the salvation God offers you through Jesus Christ, his Son. The cost is too great.